You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Pete Bomarito, the president of Bomarito Performance Systems, the leader in sports performance, speed training, and nutrition. Pete, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. Tell our audience, if you would, about your company and what you do and how you got started.
Yeah, Bomarito Performance Systems is not just like a training company. We look at ourselves as the ultimate one-stop shop for athletes of any age. I mean, middle school, high school, collegiate, especially professional. And again, it goes above and beyond just basic training and nutrition. We take what we call the multidisciplinary approach, which means that, you know, we have about 14 different medical disciplines in addition to strength and conditioning coaches, speed coaches, you know, agility, movement, coordination, the whole thing. You know, in addition to nutrition, advanced nutrition, full blood and urinalysis diagnostics, nutrient timing, supplementation experts, mental conditioning coaches, communication skills. You know, we probably try to just solve every problem that an athlete could possibly need. You know, so when we say the word performance, that's what it is. I mean, anything that's related to performance on the field for an athlete is what we deal with. But in addition to that, we look at a number of people that are athletes that probably wouldn't be considered athletes by the regular person. So anybody competing anything, it doesn't matter if your goal is just healthy living, arthritis prevention, whether it's something extremely advanced like you know, the new CrossFit, you know, basic, you know, just everyday general golf, tennis, anything that anybody needs, we consider an athlete. And we're dedicated to the performance of that, whether you're actually playing organized athletics or doing something recreational. That's basically the background of our company, is the ultimate one-stop shop.
Is there a major difference when you're training athletes in different professional sports, or is everything pretty much the same?
No, I mean, once you get to the higher levels, there's obviously going to be more and more separation. You know, the biggest misconception in the industry is probably the importance of sports specific. It's the most overrated, overused term out there. It's probably the least important thing, especially at a young age. But when you do get to the professional levels, there does have to be some significant differences. And the main reason is just because of the different types of wear and tear it places on the body. So once you get to play professional baseball, for example, versus professional football, there's just differences in terms of the injuries that we typically see. And I'm not talking about like an injury that requires surgery. It could be something as simple as just the wear and tear on the joints that the sport itself places on it. So the training mechanisms have to be set up to not only rehabilitate, but also try to prevent a lot of the non-contact wear and tear type injuries. And, you know, that's the main difference. But, you know, and obviously you're looking at energy system requirements. I mean, there's definitely a different energy system trained for a major league relief pitcher versus an NFL defensive back, for example. So the way you condition them has to be, I'd say, move within the realms of the energy systems that's used in the sport from a conditioning standpoint. And then when you're looking at it from a strengthening standpoint, I mean, nothing really is sport specific. At that realm, when you get into resistance training and power training and things like that, it's got to be set up based on the body. So prior injuries, current injuries, different types of wear and tear that has arisen from types of injuries and stuff. You know, everything's got to be independent to the body. It can't be sport or even position specific. It's got to be individualized to that person and that person's specific needs, goals, and history.
On the business side of things, what advice do you have to our listeners who may be considering starting their own business like you did and become future entrepreneurs?
Yeah, don't get any partners or investors, hands down. Whatever you do, do it yourself. You know, the biggest misconception is you need this gigantic multi-million-dollar facility and all that stuff. And none of that matters. What matters is science. That's what matters. That's what you spend your money on. So there is a number of existing complexes, whether it be, you know, sports complexes, community centers, you know, a lot of people that have these great facilities in terms of fields and building for weight rooms and whatever. You know, just partner up with an existing spot and keep your overhead low. you know, a lot of these spots, especially with the economy and everything else, they're looking for additional people to come in and sublease and rent space and things like that. So just go to an existing spot that has a field nearby or has a field within the complex and just try to do a sublease, because then everybody wins. They save on the overhead of what it costs to run a gigantic facility, and you keep your overhead down in terms of having a standard number that you know that you can expect without the additional cost of what really kills people, and that is over rent, you know, a lot of the utilities, field maintenance, and things like that. It's always better to partner up, provide sponsorships and things like that. You know, as long as you have what an athlete needs from the basics of the facility, no matter if it is or is not yours, all they care about is the science. It's just the science of what you can provide. So I'd say that the number one thing I see of businesses that go under is they try to get too pretty and too perfect with the actual complex when nobody cares. All they care about is results. And you end up having this gigantic overhead number you can't meet because you got to pay for a lot of things. So that's the main advice I can give. And no matter what anybody says in terms of investors and partners, eventually they want to return on their investment. I don't care how rich they are. They put money up, they're going to want the money back. So you better be prepared for that. So I would always say just get into it yourself, build slow from the ground up, not try to, you know, hit it with the bang and have a million investors in there that are eventually going to want to return.
That's some very sound advice. How important was it to have the support of your family, friends, and professionals when you did start your own business?
I mean, it was very important, obviously. You know, you look at it from my family perspective. You know, my dad still comes down nonstop to help me out with this or that, or just give it general advice, or, you know, he works his whole life in construction. So when it comes to little things like that, like basic build out, he's a tremendous help. You know, and obviously the support of my friends, family. I mean, you know, what I did was kind of against the norm. It was against the grain. I mean, a lot of people don't just start a company from ground zero with no capital and no investments or nothing. So, you know, because I was doing something that was very, very, you know, different in terms of my approach, you know, just constantly having people that believed in me that kept saying, you know, even though it is against the norm, it's the right thing to do because you believe in it. And eventually it just all came to fruition, and, you know, I'm grateful for that.
You recently wrote an opinion editorial about there being no shortcuts to success. Can you talk a little bit about what you were trying to say in that piece?
Well, the main statement I'm trying to say, okay, is really educating the masses on behind the scenes what really goes on. You know, the unfortunate part about it, I'm not trying to slam the media in general, but they're going to go for what sells, and what sells is all the bad stories. But the problem with that is if you're really looking at kids looking up to pro athletes and having mentors as pro athletes, we can't always talk about the negativity of what we see. A lot of times you got to talk about the positives, because all you ever see when you turn on the television or read the newspapers or magazines is this person got arrested, or this person got in trouble, this person did this or that. It's all the negative stuff, especially with regards to performance enhancement drugs and things like that. Yet if that's all anybody ever reads, that's the impression that kids get. And that's why there's so much misinformation out there, especially with regards to performance enhancement drugs and illegal substances and, you know, people getting arrested and all that. That's why there's misinformation out there, because young kids, that's all they read in terms of what people do. You know, my main thing was, you know, I have a complex in South Florida. And even though South Florida itself has been very, very much in the news, especially with all those, you know, immoral, illegal medical clinics and so forth, I mean, there's always going to be that stuff out there, but why not write a piece on everybody that's doing things the right way? You know, you come in, and I'm not the only one in South Florida. There's a number of high-level sports complexes that do things at the professional level with numerous pro athletes that come in there that work very hard and spend a lot of money and a lot of time and dedicate their lives to doing everything the right way, from nutrition to supplementation to training to medical. You know, that's my main point is, you know, for every story that's bad, there should be five stories that's good. You know, and I took a little bit of offense to the consistency of the bad things sweeping South Florida, when there's a number of people out there that dedicated their lives to promoting a brand that goes against all those things, and I'm one of them. And, you know, I trained over 200 NFL players last year. I trained well over 60 MLB players. I mean, I could go on and on and on with the level and the dedication that my clients put out there. So I invite all the media to come in the facility and see firsthand what it is that people do on a day-to-day basis that do it right. Because I do believe that story sells. I believe that's a story that people want to hear. And I think that it should be publicized more. So that's just my opinion. That's a statement that I wanted to make.
And I couldn't agree more with you. We are joined by Pete Bomarito, the president of Bomarito Performance Systems, a leader in sports performance, speed training, and nutrition, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pete, in building your own business, how were you able to gain the trust and respect of the athletes, coaches, and professional sport teams?
Well, it all comes down to a sale. You know, as bad as that sounds, it's the honest truth. No matter what it is that you're doing, you're always selling. I don't care what type of reputation we have. I don't care what type of accolades and things like that we've done. The athletes got to believe. You know, they're not trained in medicine and science and physics and biomechanics and anatomy and everything else that we're trained in. They're just not. They're trained in football, or they're trained in baseball or whatever. You know, they're not, they have no education. We have got to be able to educate them on what we're doing and why. You know, not dummy it down so much that you offend them, but also don't talk so far over their head that they can't understand. You know, how you gain trust is making them believe. And they look in your eyes, they got to believe. And that's really how that's been our number one thing. If you do everything the right way and make sure everybody understands that the right way is what's going to get the maximum benefits, everything else just kind of falls in place and takes care of themselves. You know, I tell my coaches all the time, the number one rule we have is if a client or an athlete is not doing what you're telling them to do, you don't blame them for not listening. You blame yourself for not explaining it properly. If you always take that approach, you're going to have better success. Now, that's not always going to be the case. I mean, sometimes you can do everything you want to do. You just might have a lazy, weak-minded athlete. But at the same time, if you always take that approach, you're going to win more times than you're going to lose. That's how you gain the trust. And then the bottom line is this business is all about the bottom line. The bottom line is results. I don't care how well you sell, how well you coach, how great you make everybody feel about it. If they don't see the results on the field, or they don't see those numbers, you're not going to have very much success in this business. So you better figure out a way scientifically to make absolutely certain that you get the results that they demand, but also doing it the right way.
You mentioned that you meet with pro sports teams and go to the Major League Baseball winter meetings. Could you explain to our audience how that process works and what gets accomplished from your end?
Well, specifically for the Major League Baseball winter meetings, I mean, we originally started going because it was convenience. You know, we have so many different major league and minor league players that train with us in the off season that it's just necessary that we coordinate with the teams. You know, a huge misconception, that was one thing that kind of triggered me to write this editorial opinion, was the statement or the feeling that a lot of pro sports teams look down on the private sector. That is in some cases true because of all of the non-compliance and the non-regulation of some private sector places. But there are very many spots that are very, very well respected within the pro athlete community in terms of private sector companies like we are. So not only do we, coordinate with these teams, we follow their instructions to the T sometimes. So to go to the major league meetings, there's just one location that we were positive that everybody related directly or indirectly to Major League Baseball was going to be there. So, I mean, I can't tell you how many major league teams have said, okay, here's a player that we know is going to be in South Florida. We know they train with you. This is the meal plan my nutritionist put together. I want your chef to do it exactly like this. Or sometimes they say, okay, here's the program. I want to make sure that by the time they come to spring training, they're competently trained in these activities and these exercises because that's our system. That's what we run. And we've gained the respect from teams that they know that whatever it is that they tell us to do, we're going to implement for them. You know, we are not competing with them. We are the ultimate support system for them. In some cases, we've actually gained so much respect that they just, you know, that they know a player is coming and say, okay, do your evaluation, construct the entire plan, the program, submit it to us, and just let us approve it. And many times they do. They might, you know, add some additional things, whatever. And that's how we roll. You know, the communication is the key. So we originally just started going there because of that reason. And then it really exploded into this big thing where, we spoke on the strength and conditioning coaches side, the athletic trainer side. And a lot of times the presentation we were making is just who we are, what we do, and the fact that we will work with teams to get accomplished whatever they need to get accomplished. You know, there's a number of times when players have been sent to us just for post-op rehab alone. We just had that reputation across the board, training nutritionally and medically. So that's the system we ran there. It's very similar to what we do in the NFL. You know, we attend the NFL Combine every year, not only because we have a number of players competing in it, but also because the NFL teams are all going to be there, and we have so much work to do in terms of coordination with the players that they're players that are our clients. You know, with the new CBA, it's changed the game dramatically. These players can't have the access they once had. So if they don't go into anything until April 15th, the teams want to make sure that these players are with competent individuals that's going to rehabilitate them and train them very intelligently without overdoing it. Because they know a lot of the times these players know one thing, that's full speed. And when you get into months of February and March as an NFL player, you just can't do those things. You have to train aggressively but very, very intelligently. You can't do a lot of joint loading. So they know that at least they'll be in shape, they'll be realigned, they'll be healthy, but they're not going to be beat into the ground by April. You know, those are the things that we have to coordinate with these teams, and that's how we gain the respect that we do and continue to have success within that market.
In your business, tell us what are the most important factors in order for an athlete to maximize his or her performance.
The most important factor is that you have to be confident and excel at every single aspect, because everything is different. You can't just have a physical therapy company. You have to have multiple disciplines on the medical side. So you have to have physical therapy, chiropractic, massage therapy, neuromuscular therapy, ART, MAT, Graston, Pilates, yoga. You've got to do every single thing, because you're going to see, based on how people are built and based on their history of wear and tear and injuries, you're going to see dramatic differences. You have to excel at everything. You've got to bring in the top specialists in every single area. Nutritional, the same thing. You can't just have a nutritionist. You have to have everything across the board. If you want full advanced diagnostics to really get down to a severe micronutrient deficiency or a severe enzyme deficiency, there's a million things that could be wrong from each player to each player. You can't just slap on healthy food and say, okay, here's your micronutrient breakdown, here we go. There's very, very serious nutritional deficiency that athletes need that have to be diagnosed properly. So from a nutritional standpoint, you have to excel at everything. And you have to have a chef, and you have to have access to healthy food that's actually within somebody's budget. On the training side, same thing. I mean, I have a rule that there's not a strength and conditioning coach or performance coach that's allowed to work for my company unless you are a certified neuromuscular therapist. I think that you go hand in hand. You know, you have to be able to excel at different things, have a full understanding of physics and biomechanics and everything that goes into joint loading and joint forces, because that's all resistance training is. It's not just about writing a great program in terms of sets and reps and all that stuff. It's about the modification of an exercise that fits that particular athlete at that particular time. So I'd say that the number one factor is excel at every single specialization and make sure that you have it all in house.
In conclusion and briefly, could you tell us why your company is considered one of the best in the business and what you do for athletes?
I'd say just because we have all our bases covered. Pretty much everything that I just described within, anything that's related to an athletic performance, we not only do it, we not only provide it, but we just excel at it. You know, we've worked very hard over many, many years to get everybody in-house, everybody under one roof, to all work together, check your egos at the door, respect the other disciplines, and make sure that every single thing is for the good of the athlete. There is no politics involved. There's none of that. You know, I'm in control of everything, so even though I refer to a lot of my different disciplines in many different areas, they all have to respect each other, work together with one common goal, that's the athletes. If your ultimate goal is always the athlete's needs, everything else will take care of itself in terms of an accolade or prestige or finances or whatever. It's always the ultimate goal.
Pete, how about telling our listeners where they can find Bomberito Performance Systems online?
That's www.bomberitoperformance.com. So BOMMARITO performance.com.
It's been good to have talked with you today. That was Pete Bomberito, the president of Bomberito Performance Systems, the leader in sports performance, speed training, and nutrition. And once again, the website of reference is BomberitoPerformance.com. Pete, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.